In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Eureka! I found it! So the Greek scholar Archimedes once famously exclaimed when he realized that the water displaced from his bathtub was equal to the volume of his body. This was also supposedly the cry of many a miner who struck gold in California in the 1800s. Eureka! I found it! And if the portion of John's Gospel that we've considered over the last couple weeks had a title, there might not be a better one than Eureka! I found it! For this portion of John's Gospel is filled with findings. Andrew found Simon Peter, his brother, and he said, "We have found the Messiah, that is the Christ." Philip found Nathanael, and he said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Eureka, they exclaimed. More accurately, Eureka men. We've found him. And in that exclamation, there is joy, there is gladness, there's excitement. But the joy and gladness that Andrew first and then Philip experienced in that exclamation of Eureka far surpasses any gladness that any California gold rusher would have felt in the hills and mountains. For Philip, like Andrew before him, had found a treasure that neither moth nor rust could destroy, a treasure that no thief could ever break in and steal, a treasure found in a man who was more than a man, the Son of God, Jesus. Jesus, who had come to take away their sins and the sins of the whole world. And faith in this man, this Son of God, Jesus Christ, son of Joseph, born in Bethlehem, raised in Nazareth, faith in him crucified for the forgiveness of sins will bring true heavenly joy and gladness, a joy and gladness that no earthly sorrow can take away. Yes, the joy that comes with finding Jesus, finding redemption in him, finding reconciliation through him with God the Father, is a joy beyond any happiness this world can offer, even if you should strike it rich with the biggest gold discovery you can imagine. Because this joy is rooted in something eternal and unfading, the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This joy clearly filled Philip's heart as it did Andrew's. For Jesus had called them to himself. Jesus had looked on them. And now, given their enthusiasm at finding him who fulfilled the promises of the Old Testament, their joy in finding him who had come in the person of Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph, well, I think we can be charitable, as our Lord Jesus was, to their imprecise language, or at least misplaced emphasis. For the great joy, the great gladness that came was not that they had found Jesus, no, but rather that Jesus had found them. For it was Jesus who saw Andrew and invited him to come and see. It was Jesus who had found Philip and told him to follow me. Jesus had found them, and that indeed is the source of great, unending, eternal joy. Much like a lost child might say upon seeing his parents, "Ah, I found my mom and dad," even though it was the parents who stopped everything they were doing and searched high and low for their lost child and called out to him until they found him, and he may not have even realized that he had gone missing in the first place. So also it was our Lord Jesus who emptied himself by taking on the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, in order that he might seek and save those who were once lost in error's maze. It was Jesus who humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross, in order to claim sinners as his own and bring them safely into his fold. So we read in those beloved parables of Luke chapter 15 of the lost sheep and the lost coin. In the first, it wasn't the shepherd who was lost. It wasn't the shepherd who wandered away. It was the sheep. And it was the shepherd, not the sheep, who went after that one who was lost until he found it. In the second, it wasn't the woman who went missing, but the coin. And it was the woman, not the coin, who lit the lamp and swept her house and searched diligently until she found the coin that was lost. And as Jesus tells us, there is joy in heaven, joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. That is, one sinner who is found by his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we should expect there that there was joy in heaven when Jesus called to Andrew, joy in heaven when Jesus called to Philip. It's also joy in heaven when our Lord Jesus found you, when he called to you, when he rescued you, when he brought you home saying, "Eureka, I found them." And indeed, it's not only our redemption that was accomplished by Christ alone, apart from our own works or efforts, even our faith, that faith by which we can claim to see God, that faith by which we can claim to find God, that is not our own doing. Such faith is also the gift of God. So the Apostle Paul writes in 2 Timothy chapter 1, God saved us and he called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Or as the explanation of the third article of the Creed in the Small Catechism puts it, I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel. It is not by our own free will that we seek out Jesus. It is not by our own reason or strength that we find him, but it's through the calling of the gospel that Jesus has found us, that he has claimed sinners and made them his own. Through that very simple word, "come and see," or "follow me," Jesus made Andrew and Philip his disciples. It was through the power of the Word, the Holy Spirit working through that Word, that he revealed to these men that he, the son of Joseph from Nazareth, he was the long-awaited Messiah, the Christ, foretold by Moses and the prophets to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is how Jesus has found you too. This is how Jesus has made you his disciple too, through the Word. He called out to you, calling to you, saying, "Follow me. Come and see. Come to me, you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Fear not. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin is atoned for. I died for you, that you might not perish, but have everlasting life." And through these means, the means of the gospel, the means of the Word, Christ took hold of you in your lost and condemned state. He enlightened you who were once in darkness. He brought you upon his shoulders back to his Father, back to his fold, rejoicing all the while. Through this Word, he converted your heart so that you who once were an enemy of God and ungodly, you who are sinners, would believe in him, love him, serve and obey him as his dear children, friends, brothers and sisters. As the call of Christ in the gospel is a powerful thing, powerful enough to find the lost and bring them safely home to God. And so again, giving charity to Philip and Andrew's enthusiasm, the Christian who reflects honestly on his salvation will have no doubts indeed that it was Christ who found him first and not the other way around. Yes, found him even when he sought him not. And this brings great joy. This brings great gladness to shout out, "Eureka! He found me. He has done it." And that joy and gladness that fills the hearts of believers then moves them to share this good news, this great joy with others, with other sinners, with others who are lost, that they too might be found and share in this holy joy. And so Philip, upon being found by Jesus, went and found Nathanael to tell him that by faith he'd found the one promised by Moses and the prophets. And yes, even when Nathanael was doubtful, wondering if anything good could come out of Nazareth, Philip, in his divine joy, was undeterred. He didn't get into an argument with Nathanael. He didn't enter into some kind of debate. He simply, in joy and gladness, said, "Come and see." For by faith he knew that Christ's word is all sufficient to overcome all the weaknesses and objections of men. And it was. It was for Nathanael. Through these words, the Lord found Nathanael, just as he had found Philip and Andrew and Simon Peter before him. Through the word, the Lord finds you. And the Lord finds those to whom you speak this good news. What a humbling thought. And what a great honor it is that through the word which we confess, the word we speak, the good confession that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, that he died for the sins of the world, through this, Christ Jesus is still active, seeking and claiming and finding and seeing lost sinners and making them his own. In humility, we give all glory to God for the finding of sinners, for the saving of souls. And yet we acknowledge with this joy over the mystery that he does so through us, through our humble words, our simple words, "Come and see," the words which we speak to family, like Andrew did to Peter, the words we speak to friends, like Philip to Nathanael, the word we speak to neighbors, like in John chapter 4, the Samaritan woman to the people of her town, "Come and see." And through that word, that confession of faith, God is working. The Lord is seeking. The Lord is finding. The Lord is claiming. Yes, those whom Christ has found are then filled to confess to others that Christ has rescued them from their lost and condemned condition. Those who have come and seen Christ where he has promised to be found in his holy word and blessed sacrament will be moved by holy joy and zeal to invite others to come and see Christ where he promises to be for them too. And there in that place, that is this place, where the word is taught and the sacraments are administered purely, the Lord looks on sinners. The Lord sees sinners. And like the great Epiphany hymn puts it, "Lord, when you look at us in love, at once there falls from heaven above a ray of purest pleasure." And that is, after all, what we see in today's lesson. Purest heavenly pleasure, godly divine joy. Joy that moved Philip to shout, "Eureka! Found him!" Really, again, "Eureka! He found me." We can shout the same thing with joy and gladness this Adventide and really throughout the year. Christ has found me. As he has promised, he has said, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." And what joy it is for us believers to then go forth and tell others that Christ seeks them too, that Christ looks on them too. And what honor that Christ should work through that word to seek and see and find other sinners through that confession of faith, that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Eureka. Jesus found Andrew. And he found Philip. He found Simon Peter, and he found Nathanael. And he has found you too. In love, he sought you. In love, he looks upon you. In love, he has claimed you as his own. Faith in Christ alone, therefore, you can shout, Eureka. I found him by faith, the greatest heavenly treasure that will never fade away. Salvation through Jesus Christ, my dear Lord. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen.